A very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 1st of October 2024, Tuesday class. So as usual, we'll continue our sharing from this book, The Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. We are at page 641 of volume 4, chapter 3, A Parable by Tipitaka Master Xuanhua. Let us now gather for puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Pu Xian Pu Sa. Namo Pu Xian Pu Sa. Namo Pu Xian Pu Sa. Namo Di Zhang Wang Pu Sa. Namo Di Zhang Wang Pu Sa. Namo Di Zhang Wang Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara Viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. We will continue our chanting from Padipa Puja onward. Ganna sarapa dithena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambara yutena Dopenahang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana motamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe Pujemi betang kusumena nena punena metena ce hotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bawang adivase tuno bante paniyang parika pitang Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang adivase tu no bante pale parika pitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang adivase tu no bante Bhojanang parika pitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu muttamang. Now you chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity, and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Jack. Bedang pujemi. Damang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi. Just relax body and mind. After that, maintain awareness. Then silence everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just be sensitive. Be aware within whatever arises from our sense bases upon contact, just aware. So the awareness is the one that can develop understanding. When the phenomena within our form and mind, upon contact or sense basis with the consciousness within, together with the sense data, it will trigger, like the physics experiment analogy, the respective mind or consciousness. You can become conscious of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. The awareness part is before the knowing, just aware, before the perception, before the mind that perceive, retrieve from memory, and convert it into knowledge, or words, or what we call idea. So that knowing is actually the mundane aggregates. The mundane aggregate that has arise, they are not intrinsic within our true mind. They are dependent originating. That's why they are not real, not what you think, not a permanent unchanging entity. They arise because of causes and conditions. So when upon contact, many things actually take place according to the Abhidhamma, the teaching. The first thing to appear is the seven universal. Then after that, whatever memory, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system have your tendency that we have accumulated. They will stir the mind via your mental intention that you create through the content of consciousness that went in. That's why when you have Sakkayaditi before you become enlightened, then the content of consciousness will be with delusion, with self-delusion. And it will condition wrong thought. And what are wrong thought? Thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Thought that can condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your selfishness, your covetousness, your greed, your envy, your jealousy, your whatever mind state. Yeah. So all this, if you are able to be aware, to observe, then you develop understanding, clear understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Then you will come to understand the second aspect of the mind, which is the thought process. When the pure consciousness receives its content, it becomes a thought. And this one is a manifestation from that nature. And this thought, if you don't have the wisdom, the yoniso manasikara, it will create delusion in you. And it will condition you into coming negativity. Yeah. Then, of course, you will have this tendency of behavior that is very habitual, like your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant reaction to sense experience. When this thing happens, it comes about through long period of stirring of the mind via habitual tendency. And that become a habit and become your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your habits. And this is how living beings function. That's how they entangle themselves into the karmic process. And from that karmic process, you will also develop the understanding of how you function as a human being, how you operate, how the law of paticca samuppada, the dwelling, or the law of dependent origination that manifests in accordance with the teaching, means the dwelling. This is how your mind, mundane thinking, mundane mind, stir, react, and create. So the dwelling is the basis to understand how all this stirring of mind, reaction of mind, come to be. Then when you are aware and silent, through that silent observation of what is or the reality, you develop clear understanding, very clear understanding of all the aggregates of form and mind. Then, who are you? What are you? What is this five aggregate of form and mind all about? And all this involves understanding the thought, which is basically consciousness and its content. And when you are conscious with the content, it becomes a thought. So this thought, because of the content of consciousness, there is this what they call mental intention within. And this is the moral aspect of the thought. That's like the moral causation, trigger of karma. And without wisdom, the karma is always positive and negative. That's why you will have pleasant and unpleasant sense experience that you will cling on to, grasp on to, or reject. So the holding on and the rejecting, they come from your delusion, sakkayaditti. And all this is a result of that mind that has avijja, ignorant. Ignorant of the truth, ignorant of the reality, ignorant of what life is all about, what existence is all about, what mundane manifestation through mundane thinking and the sense basis that created the consciousness. That's why we have the phenomenal world of consciousness. And within the phenomenal of consciousness, we can perceive all the form that is within. So this phenomenal world of consciousness and form, they can lure you or entice you and delude you. We are conditioning you to grasp, cling, and hold on to them, believing that they are real, and this is what you are. Then the ego, the personality, the sakkayaditti, they all manifest. So this egoic mind, which is the personality that the deluded thought, which is egoic, take, is the source of karma, source of what they call the creative process via karma. And the entanglement start. So all this involve the mind, the consciousness. That's like this aspect. If you don't meditate, you cannot understand. Then there is another mind that is beyond the conscious thinking mind, the mundane mind. That's why nowadays a lot of people, they start to go deeper into all this so-called thought process. They start to realize that the physical body and the consciousness that combine to form the so-called human being, or the Buddha defined as a five aggregate of form and mind, is not a permanent unchanging entity, is not you. That's why they sometimes tell you, you are not the physical body. But most of them doesn't know that you are also not the consciousness. But there is another entity that is beyond the consciousness, beyond the conscious mind. that which is the unborn, uncreated, that which is within each and every living being, including us as human beings. So to realize that, you need this form and mind, and you need to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are, then develop the clarity of understanding, which we call wisdom, to penetrate all this and to finally enable the wisdom to realize itself and the mundane mind cease. Then only you can realize your nature. Before that, most of the time, most people cannot. They may have a glimpse of what that thing is, but they don't know what that thing is. So the real meditative understanding can only arise when you not only have a glimpse, when you start to understand clearly who are you, what are you, and what is this five degree of form am I all about, and how you function as a human being, and why they are karmically conditioned form am I, or what we call vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world. Then there is no being behind. All these are nature's process. We are the nature's law of dependent origination, or we call it the five panchaniyamas that governs life and existence. So through this process, everything comes to be. So meditation is to develop the stability of mindfulness and awareness to understand all this movement, then develop the wisdom to awaken, to insight into phenomena, to realize the truth, to see things as they are, to comprehend clearly what existential condition arising phenomena is all about, and to see clearly their universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, so that you will not be deceived or deluded by the phenomenal world of consciousness and form anymore, and they will have no more power over your nature, which has the wisdom connected. And this is how the meditative understanding can give rise to wisdom to enable the mind to liberate from all this delusion and free. Okay, so with this, I think I will let you continue with your awareness-based meditation to develop the stability of awareness within, then use it to meditate, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiyokawali Su Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato อะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ นะโมอะตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ นะโมอะตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะอิตติปิโสภะคะวะอะระหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธวิจจาจารณะสัมปันโนสุขะโตโลกาวิดูอะนุตตโรปุริสะธัมมะสารติสัทธาเทวามนุสสานังพุทโธภะคะวะติสวากขาโตภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันติติโกอะกาลิโกเอหิปัสสิโกปะนายิโก ปัจจตังเวทิตาโบเวโนหิติสุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุจุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญายาปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆ สามิจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะดิดังจัตตาริปุริสายุคานิเตปุริสาภูกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโอเนโยปาโหเนโย Dakkeneyo Anjalikaraneyo Anuttarang Punyang Ketang Lokasati Sadhu 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 On page 641, volume 4, chapter 3 of the Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta, the commentaries by Master Xuanhua. Okay. Respectful address. So this one is the section on the timely teaching. While lecturing on the sutras, we must be respectful of our seniors. We should not address or refer to the senior masters or patriarch by their name. For example, the sixth patriarch cannot be referred to as Huineng. He should be referred to as the great master, the sixth patriarch. For a common person to refer to a patriarch by his name is most disrespectful and impolite. The first patriarch, Bodhidharma, for example, must be addressed or called by his title, the Great Master, the First Patriarch, Bodhidharma. It is a token of respect to precede his name with the title, Great Master. As another example, the Patriarch Ziyi of the Tiantai teaching cannot be referred to by just his name, Ziyi. He must be respectfully referred to using the title Great Master. To refer to him as Ziyi would be too disrespectful and impolite if we practitioners of the Buddha Dharma do not pay proper respect to the ancients and the patriarchs. We will never be able to fully understand the Buddha Dharma. So to show your respect, you must refer to him as Great Master Ziyi. For example, you can address the sixth patriarch in the original Zen lineage as Venerable Huineng, or the sixth patriarch, Great Master Huineng. You should not follow the example of some people who claim that they understand Buddhism, but call the patriarch by his name, Hui Ning. Hui Ning as if they are his superiors. You can call your children by their name, but it is not respectful to call your elders by their name. Those who study the Buddha Dharma should pay attention to this. Do not study the Buddha Dharma on one hand and commit offense on the other. In studying the Buddha Dharma, you ought to eradicate your unwholesome karma. If while learning the Buddha Dharma you disparage it and fail to respect it, not only will you not eradicate your unwholesome karma, you will increase it. When unwholesome karma increases to a certain point, people who were clear-headed will become muddled, as if they had taken drugs and will no longer follow the rules. Every child has his or her favorite toys. These represent the Buddha setting up clever, expedient dhammadors that match every living being's inclination. This is described as the teachings tallying with living being's potential. A teaching is suited to a particular living being's potential. That being can receive that particular teaching. Among the three kinds of wisdom, this is the wisdom of hearing. It also correlates to the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness, which pertains to the wisdom of hearing and suit their wishes exactly. The children eagerly push and shove the others aside, becoming bold and zealous in their heart. The word eagerly used in this line represents the wisdom of contemplation. This kind of contemplation is accomplished through contemplative prajna, or the second turning wisdom. It is different from false thinking of ordinary people. This kind of contemplation comes from the investigation of dhyan. It is possible through the stealing of thought, means no more thought. If you are eager, vigorous, and ready to go forward in your cultivation, you must have sharp wisdom. Sharp wisdom is simply the sort of wisdom that helps you distinguish right from wrong and prevent you from straying or taking the wrong path. Taking the wrong path means doing something despite knowing it is wrong. Such people lack the wisdom sword. Without wisdom, they are ignorant. They are the greatest of fools. Before we understand the Buddha Dharma, if we take the wrong path, it is because we do not understand the true principle yet. Having understood the Buddha Dharma and having taken refuge with the three jewels, we should act in accordance with the Buddhist teaching. If you do not follow the teaching, you are sure to fall into the hell's rhyme in the future. I have not the slightest doubt about that. Why? Because you clearly know that it is wrong and do it anyway. If you know fully well that something is wrong, why would you go ahead and do it? Such behavior will lead you into the hell rhyme. If you have true wisdom, you will refrain from doing it. So the sutta say the eager child push and shove one another aside, having heard their father say of such fun and amusing toy, which represent expedient dhammadors. The children seek to investigate the Four Noble Truths, suffering, the aggregation of suffering, the cessation of suffering and the path that leads to the cessation of suffering. In doing so, they are able to subjugate delusion arising from incorrect view or wrong view. The phrase push and shower one another aside refers to the severing of this delusion. Through the Four Noble Truths, suffering, the aggregation of suffering, or the cause of arising of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the path that leads to the cessation of suffering, one cultivates the equanimity that arises from the realization of the Dhamma of suffering or dukkha. The wisdom that arises from the realization of the Dhamma of dukkha. The equanimity that arises from the realization of the Dhamma of the cause of arising of dukkha. Then the wisdom that arises from the realization of the Dhamma of the cause of arising of dukkha. Then the equanimity that arises from the realization of the cessation of dukkha, or Dhamma of cessation. Then the wisdom that arises from the realization of the Dhamma of cessation, or cessation of dukkha. Then number seven is the equanimity that arises from the realization of the Noble Eightfold Path. Then finally, from the equanimity, we realize the wisdom that arises from the realization of what this Noble Eightfold Path is all about. Yeah. When you cultivate this contemplation, you compare them to one another, which is represented here as push and shower one another aside. Among the four additional practices, these correspond to the dhammas of the stages of heating up and the stages of standing at the peak, which we discuss while investigating the Surangama Sutta. So the four additional practices are the stage of heating up, the stage of standing at the peak, then the stage of patience, then the stage of preeminence in the world. The children push and shovel in a mad scramble or fighting to get out of the burning house. Scramble indicates striving to realize the supreme wondrous principle underlying the patient acceptance of the non-arising of phenomena. This is the third of the four additional practices. The stage of patience. The word all represents the stage of preeminence in the world, which is the fourth stage of the four additional practices. In the mad scramble, represent the position of the path of insight, which is the first fruition of arahantship. At this stage, delusion arising from incorrect view has been severed. What is meant by delusion arising from incorrect view? In other words, you are confused by what you see. When situation occur, one gives rise to craving. You crave and yearn for things you perceive. Since you are affected by such craving, this is known as delusions arising from incorrect view. Now this delusion has been severed. Having severed delusion arising from incorrect view, one no longer attached to or crave what one perceives. Then having ended the delusion of incorrect view and the delusion of desire or craving, one realizes the first stage of arahantship or sotapannaship. However, at that stage, one has not yet ended physical birth and death of the segmented life. What is physical birth and death? Everyone has his or her physical existence, which is partially delineated by one's body from the soul of the feet to the top of the head and temporarily delimited by one's lifespan. That's why we call it a segmented life, extending from the day of one's birth until the time of death. Whatever you do within your lifespan determines your corresponding karma. Everyone has his or her delimited physical existence. Fighting to get out represents the path of contemplation. Through the path of contemplation, which is the second turning, you can end the remaining delusion arising from incorrect thought. Thus, realizing the position beyond study, the fourth stage of arahantship, by severing delusion arising from incorrect view and thoughts, the fourth stage of arahantship is able to transcend the three realms, as the saying goes. Transcending the three realms, one breaks the constraint of the five elements. So the three realms are the form realm, the sensual realm, and the formless realm. So initially, of course, the lowest, which is the willful state, the four willful state, which consists of the demon realm, the animal realms, the beta realm, or what we call hungry ghost realm, and finally the hell realm, together with the fifth realm, which is the human realm. Then there is the sixth realm, they call it the deva realms, or the heavenly realms. So these deva realms, together with the five lower realms, they consist the sensual realm, means beings that take existence in this realm. They have the five senses, and they have the sensuality still very strong. That's why it's called the sensual realm. Whereas those that are born beyond the deva realm, which we call it the Brahma realm, they existed within the form realm, where they developed the jhanas, the four type of form jhanas. And that one, they have 16 Brahma realm. Then finally, we have the formless realm, where you develop the fifth to the eight jhanas. They call it the formless realm jhanas. And that one, only mind exists, no form. That's why they are called the arupa loka, or the formless realm existence. So all this add together, you have the 31 planes of existence. Okay, now I read on. An arahan is not hindered by his temperament or clouded by any material desire. Means they got no more ignorant. They have rooted out all of ignorance. There is no avijja or delusion at the moment of death. So Shenhua asks, what does that mean? Our temperament reflects our hereditary characteristics modified by our experience in the geographical environment in which we grew up. It is not easy to overcome the habits of our temperament, such as a bad temper. You could say that we are chained to our habits, and it is difficult to break free from them. You may think, I have a lot of freedom. I can do whatever I like, as I please, as I like. In pursuing whatever you please, you are still controlled by your habits. This is not freedom. For example, those addicted to movie watch movie all day long. But what do you actually gain from watching movies? Well, it's fun. It's a form of entertainment. When the fun is over, then what? What's the use of it Well, at least I'm happy, you may say, for a little while. Well, you are happy for a little while. But who knows how much time you will spend suffering later. After a movie, your eyes get tired, you feel exhausted. That is an obvious form of suffering, but you are unaware of it. Or perhaps you enjoy various forms of pleasure, thinking that they bring happiness, when actually they are cause of suffering. You perceive suffering as bliss. Being chained to your habits, you cannot transcend the tree rhyme. You want to study the Buddha Dhamma. Your temperament stops you from doing so. You may think studying the Buddha Dhamma is of no great use. It would be better to take a nap or eat some snack instead. At least that would be good for your body. This is the case of being hindered by one's temperament and clouded over by materialistic desire. What is clouded over? Your inherent wisdom. But you are unaware of it. Means your inner nature, your awareness nature. No, you may say, I feel like I get smarter and smarter every day. My wisdom is not obscure at all. Everything you wish for is considered materialistic desire. You like to smoke, drink, or take ecstasy pill, or morphine, or drugs. These are all desire for material things. This material desire, materialistic desire, obscure the brilliance of your inherent nature, your prajna wisdom. As a result, you do things that are upside down. You do wrong things because of your incorrect knowledge and views. You do not have true wisdom. Because we are controlled by our temperament and blind by materialistic desire, we are ensnared in the tree rhyme, unable to escape. Would you like to get out of the tree rhyme? Then use your wisdom song to cut off all your bad habits and desire, and you will transcend the tree rhyme. You should fight to get out of the burning house. Do not be left behind. Do not linger here, mistaking the house on fire to be a fun amusement park. It may be fun, but it is also the most dangerous place you could possibly be. Student of the Buddha Dhamma must utilize proper knowledge and view in order to transcend the three rhymes. So this one is based on Master Shen Hua's commentary. Yeah? But when you cultivate, you need to develop wisdom to transcend the birth and death, or what we call of the segmented form and mind. Means you have to transcend life, existence. Yeah? Means no more becoming born of ignorance. You can still come as a bodhisattva, but without ignorance, without avijja. So it's conditioned by pure thought, which is mainly love and compassion, because of the four basic vow, especially the first basic vow. Okay. Next part of the timely teaching is living up to your name. A few days ago, one of Shen Hua's disciples said a few words to him. He said he knew that in the past he had exploited condition to get people to make offering, and now he knows that this is wrong. This proved that he has not wasted his time in cultivation. He had attained a little of the benefits of samadhi. And he should take care to guard his state and not relax. His state is equivalent to that of the first Dhyan. But he must continue to work hard and not become afraid. There are very few Westerners who cultivate the path. Many are confused about the path. Before he left home, he was also confused. Now every day he meditates, works hard, and investigates the Buddha Dhamma and has certainly made progress. After this, you should refer to monastic as Dhamma masters. You cannot just call out their name. A few days ago, I told him that he cannot casually refer to the past patriarch by name. He told that disciple, you should not address the present patriarch by name. You are now future American patriots. All you need to do is do a good job. In the future, when you become awakened and you have a few spiritual powers, you will have success. So now all my disciples must address each of the monastic by the title Dhamma Master. We are setting up this rule now so that it will become a custom in the future. The Dhamma name is basically a name that only one's teacher or other senior monk can use. Do not call monastic by their Dhamma names. You may use their Dhamma title or ordination name. Of these three Dhamma master, Guanyin, Friction of Serenity, has the Dhamma title Hengjin, constantly still. Oh, Hengjin. 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 Which implies that he should constantly sit in meditation. Still refer to cultivating by stealing thoughts. Guo Qian, Friction of being in front, has the Dhamma title Hengqian. Oh, Qian Shi the Qian. Okay, Hengqian. Means constantly humble. Which means he should always be humble and respectful towards others and never be conceited. Then Guo Xian is Friction of Manifestation. Xian Sen the Xian. Has the Dhamma title of... The other one is Heng Shi, constantly displaying, because he is always expediently demonstrating some state for people to see. I know that in his heart, he really likes to cultivate, yet he puts on the appearance of having a lot of fault. You should not notice his fault. Rather, focus on how many days. The number 11 note. Each monastic is given a Dhamma name, Fa Ming, used by their teacher to address them, and a Dhamma title or Dhamma style name, which means the ordination name, Fa Hao. Oh, Fa Ming and Fa Hao different. That other used to address them. Okay. He has fasted. Although he ate a few banana and orange, they were not as filling as a whole meal. His attainment is inconceivable in his own way. From now on, we should pay attention to people's good point and not their shortcoming. We should think Dhamma Master Guo Xian, that is Dhamma Master Heng Shi, is able to go without food. That's his strength. Don't look at his fault. Lay people should not look at the fault of those who have left home, left the home life. They will gradually change whatever fault they have, and you should not criticize them. As for Guanyin, he experiences a blissful state in his cultivation when he is reciting sutta. He should be able to remain in this state not only when reciting sutta, But also when reciting the Buddha's name, and basically at all time and places, this is a spiritual attainment along the path. As for Guo Qian, he is my first great disciple in the West. Guo Ning is the second, and Guo Xian is the third. You three Dharma brothers should help each other out. You help him to practice, he help you to eat, and the others help you to sleep. You become three in one, a trinity. Even though I talk about eating, sleeping, and practicing, you should listen to my genuine meaning, which is that the three of you each have your strength, and you should each cultivate your own skill and apply your own effort. Today, we receive application from forms from the upcoming precept transmission in Taiwan. This time, the transmission will be very good because they will provide the three ropes and a bowl, a sitting cloth as gift to create affinity. In the past, on the mainland, these are not always the case. It was possible only when lay people wishes to create affinity with monastic and donated the money for the rope, bowls, and sitting cloth. That happens to be the case for the upcoming transmission in Taiwan. They send a lot of forms. But we do not know how many people will be going to take the precepts. If you like to go, you should apply early. If you apply late, you will not be able to make the rope and bowl, which are custom-made to your size. They need to know how tall and wide to make the rope. So people need to apply ahead of time. I'm very happy about three of my monastic disciples. I'm so happy, in fact, that I cannot even sleep at night. I just think, oh, this wonderful disciple really work hard. Now the monastic work hard and eat 1 meal a day or fast. You lay people should work hard too. In the past, I said I would only watch over monastic and not watch over lay people. However, I was going out of my way to be lenient back then. In fact, you lay people should work even harder than the monastic. You should not just go to sleep all day, miss the lecture, and not show up in recite the sutta. If you act like that in the future, you may very well become a snake. If as a lay person in the monastery, you do not recite sutta or cultivate the Dhamma, is very, very dangerous. You should not think you are getting a good deal. If there is a danger in store for you, I will be even more on edge and lose more sleep at night. When I am too happy, I cannot sleep. When I am worried, I also cannot sleep. If my lay disciples do not cultivate and are in danger of being reborn as snake, I will lose sleep over it. So every one of you should work hard. I think this is Xuan Hua's humor. Yeah. Do not wait until someone is watching over you to start working. You should take the initiative to be diligent. Lay people should be addressed as layman so-and-so. If you call them by that title, they will think I ought to do a good job. When you say Dhamma Master, the monastic thing, he is calling me Dhamma Master. Then even if they want to relax a little bit, they would not. I'm a Dhamma Master and I should study a little more Buddha Dhamma. Or I'm a lay person and I ought to support the Buddha Dhamma. So everyone will live up to their names and walk down the road to Buddhahood. Oho. So that is what becoming a Buddha is all about. You will know when you get there. So from today on, the lay people must respect one another and be compassionate towards all. The best thing would be to look at others' strong point and ignore their weakness. Those with strong points should be encouraged to make them even stronger. Those with weakness should gradually turn them into strong attributes or points. This is my hope for each of you. I have the same compassionate regards for all of you, and certainly am not closer to any one of you than to any others. Whoever cultivates and genuinely works hard and practices the Buddha Dharma is my real jewel of a disciple. If you do not work hard, then I can only sigh. These people, I have no way to save him. And I won't be able to sleep well. That is the way it is. Yeah. L3, analogy of giving a great cut to each child impartially. Analogy of the father rejoicing in seeing his children escape danger. Analogy of the children requesting card. Analogy of giving great cards to the children impartially. The key word is impartially. Huh? Analogy of the children's joy upon receiving the cards. Okay. Okay, we will try to read the sutta part. Huh? Then seeing that all his children have gotten out safely, and are sitting on the ground at the crossroad, no longer in danger, the elder is greatly relieved and filled with joy. Okay, commentaries. So that means at the crossroad, a place where two roads crosses, one can choose to go in one of the four directions. The crossroad represents the contemplation of the Four Noble Truths. Through contemplating suffering, the cause of arising of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the path that leads to the cessation of suffering, or one attains the wisdom to transcend. Here they use the word transmigration. Actually, it should be birth and death within the five destinies. Why are they at the crossroad? The crossroad is a place where they cultivate. Sitting on the ground means they have realized sainthood through the contemplation of the Four Noble Truths. They have cut off the delusion arising from incorrect views and incorrect thoughts of the three realms. They have overcome this obstacle. So they are sitting on the ground underneath the open sky. What is meant by sitting? Sitting implies that they make no further progress after they have attained a level of sagehood or sainthood. This refers, for example, to the first stage of Arahantaship or Sotapannaship, who do not aspire to the second stage. The second stage, Arahantaship, who do not aspire to realize the third stage. And the third stage, Arahantaship, which is the Anagami, who do not aspire to the fourth stage. They just sit there and stop short. People in the three realms are trapped, transmigrating with the sixth destiny, within the sixth destiny, or the 31 plane of existence. Now seated on the ground at the crossroad, this individual have transcend. Here they use the word transmigration. That means taking rebirth through ignorance within the sixth destiny. Seeing that they have overcome all obstacles and are no longer in danger, the elders is greatly relieved. Meaning all these living beings have escaped the burning house of the three realms unscathed and have attained the fourth stage of Arahantaship. Having seen them get out safely, the elder, that is the Buddha, feels very much at peace and extremely happy, and the elder is filled with joy. Why is the Buddha joyful? All his disciple has escaped the disaster. What disaster? In the burning house. They were experiencing the eight kind of suffering. The suffering due to sakkayaditti that grasps onto the five aggregates of form and mind, the five skandhas, the six sense faculty, the 12 sense feel, and the 18 sense rhyme. They have ended this form of suffering. So the Buddha is filled with joy and relief. This is similar to the happiness and relief of a father who learned that his child, son and daughter have escaped danger or trouble. Everyone here is very vigorous in studying the Buddha Dharma and comes enthusiastically to listen to the Dharma during the day. You work, and it's very tiring. When it comes time for sutra lecture, no matter how far away you are, you come to listen. This makes me, your teacher, very happy. I think these lay people are sincere in their study of the Buddha Dharma. I felt joyful too. If none of you came to listen to the Dhamma as I was lecturing on the sutta, it would be like when Dhamma Master Ying Guang lecture in Nanjing, and no one came to listen. Day after day, only one person was in the audience. Finally, he asked that person, "So you find my sutta lecture interesting, do you?" Guess what the person said? He replied, "I have no idea what your lecture is all about. I didn't understand a single sentence you said." "Then what are you doing here?" asked Dharma Master Ying Guang. "I'm waiting for you to finish so that I can put the chair away," he said. "I'm waiting to do my job." So he is the helper. So when Dharma Master Ying Guang heard this, his heart sank. He had thought there was at least one person who appreciated his lecture, when all the time there wasn't a single one. So Dharma Master Ying Guang had supreme virtue. He went into seclusion on Putosan for 18 years. During this period, he did not receive guests who came to visit the mountain. But it was not that he did not talk for 18 years. When it was necessary, he would still talk to those around him. What was he doing during those 18 years in seclusion? He read the Tipitaka and wrote many essays, such as those collected in Master Ying Guang's Ethology, Ying Guang Fa Si Wen Wen Chao. All the essays collected in that work are very well written. Okay. Through the study of the Tipitaka, his wisdom blossomed. Therefore, he became the 13th patriarch of the Pure Land School. Although Dharma Master Ying Guang had great virtue, no one listened to his sutta lecture. Why not? Dharma Master Ying Guang did not advertise his lecture, so nobody knew about them and nobody came. He was so upset that he never gave sutra lecture in Nanjing again. Later, all the lay people of Nanjing petitioned for the elder master to return to Nanjing to lecture, but he declined because no one had attended his lecture in Nanjing. He lectured in Shanghai instead. Oh, he's the 13th patriarch of the Pure Land School. Now, when I'm lecturing in Chinese and so many Westerners come to listen, my lectures are translated into English. What merit is this? The translators. If no one translate, no one would know what I'm saying. So I'm very happy. The line, fighting to get out of the burning house, reminds me of a story. There was once an old married couple who cultivated the Pure Land Dhamma Do. They recited Namo Amitabha Buddha, Namo Amitabha Phật every day. Someone had said to them, if you can recite the Buddha's name to the point that the wind and the rain cannot disturb you, then you will attain the samadhi or mindfulness of the Buddha. One day, the couple's son and his wife had to work and could not take care of their son. So they sent the child, who was about 3 or 4 years old, to their grandparents and asked them to babysit him. This boy was very naughty. He would set a piece of paper on fire and play with them. The old man said to the old lady, go tell the kid not to play with fire. He doesn't know what he is doing. He might burn the house down. You are such a busybody, said the wife. How can you expect to attain the samadhi or mindfulness of the Buddha that way? To attain samadhi, you cannot pay attention to others. Why should you care about the boy is playing with fire? All right, I will just ignore the child, said the old man. The couple began reciting the Buddha's name. The wife said, our house won't catch on fire if you recite the Buddha's name. With the merit from recitation, our house won't burn. And they continued with their recitation. While they were reciting the Buddha's name, the boy actually did set the home on fire. But the old couple was oblivious. They had truly attained samadhi from their recitation of the Buddha's name, in that they paid no attention to their surrounding. When their neighbor came to put out the fire, they saw that half the house has already burned down and that the other half was going fast. But the old couple was just sitting there reciting the Buddha's name. They called the couple, what's the matter with you two? The child has set your house on fire. Why didn't you come out? Why are you still there? The old man glanced at the wife and said, see, I told you to stop the kid from playing with fire. You told me not to mind him, but to concentrate on attaining samadhi or mindfulness of the Buddha. Now that our house is burned down, have you attained the samadhi yet? The old lady thought, well, why wasn't the recitation have the efficacious? Means efficacies. We recited and the house burned down anyway. Probably reciting the Buddha's name is not efficacious. What was the real issue? The wife had blind faith. Children do not know what they are doing. Someone must watch over them. You cannot just let them play with fire. Thus, a perfectly fine home turned into a burning house. What a pity. The old couple did not escape from the burning house, even though they were reciting the Buddha's name. They had to depend on wise friend to rescue them. As for fighting to get out of the burning house, we should not be as naive as the old couple, who assumed that reciting the Buddha's name would spare them from being burned. Recitation brings merits, but if you do not watch over your children, the danger of fire will still be there. Someone say, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva say that if people recite her name and find themselves in a great fire, they will not be burned. Then why did the old couple's house catch on fire while they were reciting Amitabha's name? If living beings fall into the great fire indicated that someone is suddenly and unintentionally in a fire. Suppose a fire starts unexpectedly while someone is reciting. There is a difference between the two situations. The latter refers to a fire that you cannot prevent. The former is a fire intentionally ignored. The old man asks his wife to stop their grandchildren, but she refused. They ignore him, although they knew very well that he would cause trouble. They did not stop him. This is the reason why their house catch fire. Those who study the Buddha Dhamma should not be as model as the old couple. Do not assume that by reciting the Buddha's name, nothing will happen to you. To do so would be to recite the Buddha's name blindly. You should recite the Buddha's name, but you still have to respond to the unexpected. It is said, if preparations are made beforehand, there will be no emergencies. Many disasters and tragedy are preventable. So this is Xuanhua's version. Never mind. I will explain and touch on it a little bit before we end. You see, when it comes to cultivation, especially this example, you must understand, not to say that when you recite, all these things cannot happen. It is understanding the causes and conditions behind, like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. The vow is very powerful. If you have affinity Kuan Yin, then the faith very strong. Then in times of danger or whatever, when you recite, it actually manifests. And like miracle, things happen. And the nature from Kuan Yin actually manifests. In fact, in Master Xuanhua's biography, when he was attacked while traveling on the ship to the States, he actually called upon the name of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and he was saved, turned around. Then my mother is the same. Then for my case, I don't need to call because I already make that request. Means when I pay my respect, develop the affinity, I make the request for Kuan Yin's nature to continuously bless, protect, and guide this nature of mine. That's why it automatically manifests by itself. But you must have the understanding. Don't be foolish to believe that all people say, that one very dangerous, like the stock market. I heard from the source, from the horse, or what? When they ask you where you get the news, I heard people say. So this is very dangerous. But if you have the understanding, all these are possible. Right? That is the thing I want to add. Okay, so tonight you all, don't worry. Song has volunteered to share.
Brother Mrs. Steele, or Karamita, 晚上好. Brother, I'll share 我的一些 experience after 这个 Cameron 的 retreat.
哦，沙丘，那个很好。嗯，
有一天我就去 吃面， 然后我就站在那个 store 在 order 那个面， 然后就有一个 customer 来， 他就跟这个 owner 的那个 between 他们的 conversation， 那个 customer 是一个男的， 他一来， 他就问那个面， and then 他就说， 你的面好吃吗？ 我的嘴巴很刁的， 不好吃的东西我是不吃的。 And then 那个 owner 呢， 他很像， 就有点 reaction 这样子， 他讲， 我的嘴巴比你更刁， 不新鲜的食材， 我才不煮呢。 所以两个人就在那边一直， 就这样子的， 一直，
yeah.
他们的 between the conversation，
yeah.
然后我就这样子听了， 过后， then after 2 days的时候， 就我的麦那边就这样子 flash 一下， 然后就想， 他就 arise 想， Sakaya 弟弟，
yeah, yeah.
The moment 那个 word it arise 的时候、嗯、immediately 我就 understand、嗯、我的 understand 是讲、嗯、两个 egoic mind deluded 在 arguing
yeah, yeah.
The moment 我一 understand 了以后我就一直在笑
对、
oh, Then after that、1 week 过后就有一天我一个朋友找我去吃 lunch So as a usual after lunch 我们就会、谈天、
嗯、
Then、我的这个朋友就一直在、跟我讲他的一个 incidents、哦
嗯嗯、
他一直在 describe 哇他的那个朋友的 case 啊怎样怎样怎样我就这样子静静的一直在听、
嗯、
Then out of sudden 我的里面就讲 attachment
yeah, yeah, yeah.、
哦、就 attachment、就这两个 incidents、
嗯、
Then 过后有一天我就在驾车然后我就在 recall 我讲诶最近一直、哦、很像一直这些一直很像一直这些 pointer 一直这样子出来 然后我讲这些 pointer 是什么、哦、是什么来的然后我的里面就讲 Yoniso Manasikara 哦我才明白、我才明白、哦、原来这个叫做 Yoniso Manasikara 他跟那个 thought、哦
不一样的、
欸、啊，对，哈、哦，一个是每天在那边 chattering for 就是一直在那边的 healers 的 chattering， 把这个的是一种 wisdom 的那种 pointer，
呀、yeah, 哦，不一样的
啊
，because you know why？ Like I used to tell you all， the thought like to do reasoning， understand or not？ Like to analyze， so if you go and analyze and reason Then you get caught in sankara activity, understand? Or? Then that wisdom will not be there. Like for you, because in Yoniso Manasikara pointer, when two have sakaya ditti, they will talk like that, where the ego manifests. Then later on, the explanation of your friend, it may be a real first noble truth reality that they kena until kau kau coming and all those things. Then your Yoniso Manasikara straight away understand this is attachment, craving, sakayaditi. But if there is no grasping, clinging, attachment, and holding on to this and try to reason as right or wrong, analyze and develop what they call reasoning, all this cannot solve your problem. It maybe can give rise to some solution, but temporary. So,That's the reason why I said in the early day, it's still the thought. And the thought always want to analyze and always want to reason to explain to the cultivator, this is right, this is wrong, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Then the question every time come about, why I still have anger, why I still have fear, why I still cannot be in the state of equanimity. Well, these are all the Dharma theory or Dharma knowledge that they have learned. Then they want to be in that state. And thought cannot manifest that wisdom to make you like that. The only thing or entity that can give rise to the understanding is the wisdom part.That's why the initial wisdom, the Yoniso Manasikara already very powerful and good enough to actually stop all this. That's why this is the phase that you go through and after that it will stabilize your understanding. Then you realize from there onward, less and less thing can cause you to go and like, pay attention or even give meaning and all those things.They become like all of a sudden through the understanding your Yoniso Manasikara will bring about what we call the step 5 of the Avijja Sutta. Step 4 is Yoniso Manasikara. Once that one come out, it prompt you, then your mind will not stir anymore, will not analyze anymore, will not be like distracted by whatever sankara.Argument or story that people tell you. Because that one is still the thought trying to analyze and reason and try to get an answer. And that thought, which is limited, cannot sorry, limited and egoic cannot develop the understanding one, because it is not yoniso manasakara or wisdom. So when yoniso manasakara and wisdom arise, at the moment of sense experience, you realize it prompts you and you stop. It prompts you and you stop. That's how your habitual tendency, all this, yeah? Your stirring reaction to sense experience, your habitual views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, all this will melt away. Understand not? Well, these are all habit that you accumulated through going through life with delusion, without the right understanding and the wisdom. You don't have the yoniso manasikara to actually prompt you and let you know that all these are not what you think. They have the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, and they are just the way things are. Condition like that, things like that. So all this pointer, which is yoniso manasikara, wisdom born of the direct seeing or constant contemplation, reflection, and also like that day, the clang talk, when you listen attentively without mental hindrance, means your spiritual faculties are there. Then you can listen actually without thought on. You pay attention. Your mind is attentive. Then it's not lost in thought, not heedless, not interfering with what you listen. Nothing. It just understand. Then if it's the truth, it will absorb. If it's not the truth, it will just let things be. Then like what you went through, you will know. That thing will prompt you. This one no need to listen. Yeah, the speaker doesn't understand. But you will not comment on. You understand, then you move. Then sometimes you just smile. Then condition only, you try to manifest. Then if people cannot understand you, or there is no condition for people to receive, then you will just keep quiet. Then you say, it's okay. Thank you. So this is how that understanding will transform you later on. And as this one come in, you will have more and more of this understanding unfolding. Then later on, no matter what the situation is, you already stabilize the understanding already. Then your insight all very stable already, transform already. Then you realize you are different already. You're completely different already. Means nothing in this world can make you like, I won't say unhappy or what. Nothing in this world can affect you anymore. Then you can accept the reality of the moment. Thing is just the way it is. Everything is just the way. Because the understanding is so penetrative, not so real, not what you think. No mark of a self, no mark of others, and no mark of existence. That understanding of no mark is very powerful. No mark means all the mark created by the mundane thinking, mundane consciousness, they are unreal, understand? They are dependent, originating, condition, arising, causal, non-intrinsic. It was never there. Where all this come from, that nature manifests through the nature's law that governs life and existence. So all this, the understanding through your meditative transformation, or first turning, second turning, and especially the third turning at the retreat, when you stabilize, then you awaken. They become very penetrative. Then this yoniso manasikara become more and more powerful. No? Initially, it will prompt you, then it take a while before the understanding come. Understand? Then, like initially, the habitual tendency, later on, after the incident, it can still come and like stir you for a while. Immediately it stir, that understanding come, pop, gone. Then later on, cannot stir really. No matter what they do or what, like you see, you understand the avijja behind. Otherwise, they won't be talking like that. Then you won't go and interfere and keep well, no more already. Then you tend to be quiet and tend to have the ability to observe. We are at the retreat. You went through the transformation also with a lot of other Kayamita. Because like you described under the retreat condition that time, your insight very different. Even PG, they all, and many other Kayamita that were there at the last recent retreat, they become very different. That's why all this cultivation is not what people think on. In fact, this bring about a condition for me to maybe share a little bit about what is happening to the Western world. You see, earlier on at the Thursday class, I explained to you the physics part about the classical mechanics or Newtonian mechanics. Then they realize when they go into the quantum level, the quantum mechanics is a totally different behavior. Then the physicists, they now cannot comprehend what that quantum theory or quantum mechanic is trying to explain, because it's talking about probability, no more reality. We have quantum level, they got the quantum entanglement and all those things. Then even light, it can behave sometimes as a particle, go through the slit, then the double slit, it become a wave. No? Then you cannot predict the actual locality and the position or that thing precisely. You know one, you may not know the other one. They realize when you observe it, it become different again, no, behavior. When you don't observe it, the behavior is different again. No. So they become very confused. They call it the quantum mechanics, that physics part, they call it the weird science, the weird physics, very weird. They cannot understand. And you know what happened or not? I recently managed to listen to a few other video. They just appear or not, very funny or not. And these are people that are very, I think they are very special because they are physicists, though. But they get interested in meditation, though. And they get involved in cultivating meditation to understand consciousness, though. Now they want to understand consciousness. They believe the missing link is not taking consciousness into the consideration of physics. Because you remember the Panchayamas? Two physical law, scientific law. The other three, spiritual law, they didn't manage to get it. Last time I already told you, they don't know what that mundane mind is and what that awareness nature is, the true mind. So because they don't have this understanding, they have a missing link. But now this group of people who managed to develop this until quite advanced law, I was very surprised. I was listening to one, I forgot what his name really. He was actually, he died already. He passed away already. I don't know whether he passed away or still alive. When he was involved in this type of experiment, he was very young. Then 30 over years now, he was trying to understand all this, the consciousness part. Until they gained the attention of the CIA, They go rope them in and develop that research, and but they realize the Russian were also doing it. They try to develop the understanding of consciousness. Then they go into the various type of alpha, beta, the silver mind control. Then they know how to actually create the condition for your mind state to be in those states, though. Very common, the alpha, beta, theta, and gamma, I don't know what. Then this guy, because he took it so seriously, he became the pioneer. No? And a lot of other people who went for the training or what and learning under him, they actually learned from him. And he called it the triad mind, TRIAD, the triad mind. And this guy, he after 30 over years of research, then he able to go into that state, and the consciousness can come out, out of the body experience. Then they believe this will help the CIA to actually out of the body and find out whatever secret about the research all over there. They believe it can be done. No? So what happened is this guy is not so stupid. This guy actually wanted the funding from the CIA to let him explore. Because he came to know, he actually not bad, but because they are cultivator, no? They use their own word. They say consciousness, they realize, they even use the word gateway, Gateway, to higher consciousness. But it's different from the one I explained. This one is like through what they do. One of them he recruited is a sound engineer. Can make all this sound, the vibration and all those things, that can make you into that calm state and all those things. And they manage to bring them down to that tranquil state. He knew out of the body experience no use. Because there are a lot of things you cannot do. Because without the physical, you can see, then you come back. But a lot of things you cannot understand. So what he is more interested is, he wants to know after the conscious part of the consciousness. Because most of the time when he talk about consciousness is, he said we can become conscious of things. Understand not? So basic consciousness is when you are not asleep. So he said consciousness got three parts. That's why he called it the triad. Triad. It seems in music, in all those notes, they got the three type of sound, they call it a triad. Then the octave, or don't know what, I forgot already. So they use this musical term to create that word. Yeah. So the triad mind. Okay? So they say there is a basic conscious moment's consciousness. And this conscious moment, he said, he believed, based on what he has gone through, he said, it's like the Buddhist teaching, is it? The calming and all those things. So he said, consciousness can, through perception, noting, understand or not, collect data from the external world and bring it in. Then he said the consciousness also has feeling apart from perception. Then he doesn't understand the views, opinion, the content of consciousness that go in. He doesn't understand. But he know as a conscious being, he can have a choice. He can make choice, understand not? Whether to do wholesome thing or unwholesome thing. Then he realized he got like he called it the when he was in that very calm state, like there's a voice inside that tell him that when you are in this state, you cannot have negativity. You have negativity, it will take you to the other the other very kaulat one, that diorine. So you must have positive, what they call understanding, means wisdom. Then he even mentioned, this one that create this one is a creative process. No, it involves the neuron, all our neuron, our whatever. These are like the quantum aspect of thing. No, but it's the mind. No, it's a consciousness. No, it's also at the quantum level. No, understand? And this one can alter things, can cause things to arise, can give rise to karma, all those things. Then he realized, if you go beyond the conscious, you can reach the subconscious and the unconscious. He managed to go into this. You know what happened to him? He mentioned inside that talk. He said, your body can go into the sleep. rest and all things, you know. But the awareness, that is aware, he said, but he didn't use the word awareness. He said the consciousness like transformed, you know, to a higher consciousness. To him is once you go beyond the subconscious and the unconscious, there is a last one, they call it the super consciousness or what, I forgot he got a word for it. Yeah. So when you are in that state, he said, the body is asleep, but you are aware. You know. Then he said, in that state, the ego can dissolve. You know, is it? But you must develop the wisdom and the understanding, but he doesn't know how to do it. And he was prompted by the voice that tell him, you go into this state, you don't have the understanding. Because this, you're supposed to have the wisdom that only you realize the true mind and enter the gateway. Theirs is using this vibration, sound, hearing, to make you go into that state. Then he even say some use drug. But he doesn't want to use drug. You see, he wants to go and hire all these technician and engineer that know how to do all those the IT thing, the voice and all those things. He go and do all this. Then he believe, he say, it is through consciousness he can explain the quantum weird science. He said, because this consciousness behavior is the one that actually manifests the probability. Because how you direct your mind, like the Buddha in the Buddhist teaching, your mental inclination will decide your karmic result. So how you incline your mind, that is the moral causation part. So to go beyond that mundane mind, which is to touch that nature, which is the awareness nature, he doesn't know that there is a nature behind. He doesn't know that there is a nature that is. But he also talked about the singularity, everything. He said, once you break into consciousness, you understand consciousness, then you can resolve the mystery of the quantum behavior and link all the understanding. Yeah. So it seems his website or his what YouTube, I don't know whether it's YouTube, a lot of people go and listen or no. A few hundred thousand, no. But the light one is 1,000 over only. So I was so surprised. How come people get interested in all this? The consciousness part, no. But the Kuai Lo being Kuai Lo, they cannot penetrate beyond that thing. How the real gateway, they also don't know. How the mundane mind, but they don't understand the ego, the mundane mind, the content of consciousness, or, but that part is missing. But they don't develop awareness-based meditation to develop all the direct seeing, the awakening, and the wisdom that cause our mundane mind to collapse and all things and transform our consciousness. They can never touch that one, but they don't have the understanding. And because of that, I realized that actually for him to get to that stage through scientific instrumentation, all those things, like the Hubble telescope and the James Webb telescope, they use instrument or convert into music or what to transform your brainwave until it requires, until you go into that state. No? Yeah. So this thing is starting to happen. No? I see whether I still got the link or not. If I got the link, maybe I send to some of the Kayamitas who are interested so that you can listen. That sharing is quite good, actually. And I was listening to it last night. You know? Almost 2 over hour, I think. But it was a very good session. And the one that interviewed him, one also, that lady, he also very interested. Where they call it the hologram. They cannot understand. No. They say you have to get in touch with the hologram. To them, the hologram is like our nature, like that one. But they cannot explain it because they don't understand. They know that that one, no word, nothing one. That one, everything is reflected from it one. And you can develop. They still haven't penetrated that one. But it seems at that time, when this guy went and helped him, the original founder was 76 years old already, very old already. Then this guy that time was still young. But now he is 50 years old. He also in this field helping him 30 years already. So they got the record. Even the CIA file, all those things, he claimed he has. He read them. And what they want to do and all those things. Anyway, this one is just for your information. Don't go and simply tell people. Keep it to yourself and find out for yourself. I just want you to know our world, like I explained earlier on in the Thursday class, the way they actually progress, the human consciousness, we actually did very well. A lot of things we have penetrated, especially the scientific aspect. But the consciousness one still very new. Now only they start to try to go in. Although this research thing has been going on for the last 30 over years or so, but very slow progress, very slow progress. Okay, yeah, sorry. So, you continue. Yeah, 差不多了. You continue, then share the next session.
过后有一天我在驾车的时候 then 我就在 recall 那两个人的
conversation,
conversation. 我在 recall 的时候 suddenly 我从这个 incident 里面 突然间我 understand 跟看到了那些 basic 的那个 essential dharma 从他们两个人的那个 conversation 里面
对我突然间明白
Brother 你每次 share 的那些 essential dharma 那些 pointer 我突然间我就明白了 然后过后 我在听 Brother 我在听回那些 talk 的时候 不一样了的
Your understanding become different again.
Then 我在听的都是那些 pointer, 那些 pointer.
You can pick up already. All those pointer.
我就是听那些 pointer. Then two weeks ago, 你在那个 Thursday class 的那个 talk, after that, during 那个 talk 里面,你有讲到这个 Sakayatiti. From 那个 Sakayatiti, 怎样的, 就 diluted 的, 去 manifest 那些, 那个 egoic mind 的时候, 我在听的时候我讲,
就是 the thing link and let you understand. But now I have to explain all this because there are people who can understand, like your case and some Kayamita. But once you can understand this, you can understand my four circle formation very clearly, or no? Especially from the nature, how the pure awareness come out. Then from there, the third circle and the fourth circle, the mundane mind manifestation through the senses, then how it, like consciousness is a magician, how it manifests the phenomenal world of consciousness to create illusion, illusionary world. So all this understanding, they are all connected. And from your understanding and the stability of it, you will continue to progress and develop that clear understanding. So that part is very, very beautiful. Then later on, when you stabilize all this, you will be ready to explain and share a lot of things on your own later on. So all this is the result of that awareness-based cultivation that lead to all this understanding. Very good, Sadhu.
Then 后来, 我在听那个 talk 的时候, 很奇怪, 我在, 过后我在听 recorder, repeating 的, 在听的时候, then 那个 talk 里面的一个 words, 你是, 那个我一直在 strike 我, 一直在 strike 我, 就是那个, 那个 mind 的 intention. Then 我讲, 诶, 整个 talk, 我就是那个 intention,
这个, intention 不了,
就是一直,
like 这个鬼, 拐楼, he also realized, he said, The consciousness can make a choice, is it? The choice is to do good or go evil way. But what they fail to understand is they call it free will. Is it? This is, as a human being, our consciousness has evolved over a long time, which is correct, which is not wrong. Even Krishnamurti also mentioned millennium and all those things. Yes? All these are like evolved from our brain and all those things. Then they magnify under very high resolution. They saw a lot of things inside there. You know? And these are like nerves. They call it impulse. And they are like at the quantum level like that one. No? A lot of them, no, billions of them inside there when they magnify it out. And this one is the one that created consciousness, though, that can make us conscious now. So they are trying to understand now, can they create artificial intelligence that has consciousness? But they realize they cannot. No? Because this consciousness is the result of millennium of, like the Buddha say, inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that condition and create all this until the brain becomes so sophisticated and it can be a means to manifest this so-called consciousness and its content. And the content create the karmic law. And this karmic law, everything is really there. Or no? So you have to understand that the karmic law is already there. Or no? And the consciousness all evolved and created, become what it is through that karmic law. That's why these five panchaniyama are already in nature. You cannot change already on. This is like already set in the boundary condition. Even our vast universe, all this thing, it seems this panchaniyama, you have to understand them in order to understand the mystery of life, existence, and creation. So all this is starting to like link and give what they call it like not to say answer lah, like set the direction for research and all those things to go in that direction, but they have to break through a lot of things. The most difficult one is to go into the awareness base and develop the wisdom and the understanding. So for they are all very talented physicians, no? Physicists, not physicians, physicists. No? They know all the Nobel Prize winner, all those people, no? All those great mathematicians and physicists. And they are, it's so many of them interested in this field. No? That's why without the internet, you don't know. Now a lot are interested in this field. The field of consciousness, which they have very shallow understanding of what consciousness is. Even the pure awareness nature, they don't know yet. He cannot describe, he cannot explain, but he cannot go into that state. He managed to get the mind down to that. He said the body like sleep, but he can be aware inside there. Then he doesn't know what that thing is. Then he felt that there is a hologram inside there talking to him, like prompt him and give him. And he, of course, used the other, the Christian word, Illuminati or the angels and all those things. They are Western, they are more towards the Christian one. So he got one believer, he said, he don't believe in all the nonsense. He said, and you tell him about moral, immoral, or he cannot affect him. He said, So this guy that trained under the original one, this guy is not bad. So that video was, I think, from this guy. Somebody interviewed him. Okay. You summarize and just end. That's all. 刚才讲到哪里?
那个 intention
intention 对
brother maybe 我们再 下一次
yeah, next 下次再 continue yeah.
okay 到这里
let us rejoice 啊 sadhu 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 So at least today there are conditions for us to discuss all this. Maybe it's meant to be, because that trend is towards that direction. So once they incorporate the understanding of consciousness and beyond, because that consciousness is the creation part, understand? The pure awareness nature, that nature behind is a different one. So that one is the missing link that they cannot penetrate and develop under. Then they did not have the understanding that the consciousness is content. The content part, they don't know how it comes in from the brain and all those things. They only know about the free will to make a choice and all those things. I cannot tell you the whole thing because there's a lot of things inside there. I hope I can get the link. I have not deleted it all. Then I forward it to you. Okay, let us now share marriage. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana etta wata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sidiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo devo wasatu kalena sasa sampati eto ca vito bawa tu loko aja bawa tu damiko emina punyang kamena mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patia sadu sadu sadu. Okay. You all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.